Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Eric, he's working still.
He's about to. We're rolling.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay. Why the hesitation?
I don't know.
Think.
All right.
I want you to think about that.
I'll go think about it. I'll talk to you guys in a little while.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you
later. Actually, I have a story that I just want. You know what? This is really put very well. And I'm going to read it to you because I know we've really been piling on with the you should not have kids thing and just trying to really talk you out of it. Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, March 10th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brinny, we're all here. The kid question has come up just a number of times. So this morning, I was looking at this Seth Rogen story.
Oh, he famously has no kids, right?
And he was talking about, you know, he was being really honest about all of his feelings. So I just want to read you some parts from this and you can. He's married to a woman named Lauren Miller. They've been happily married for 12 years since 2011. And in a new interview, he talks really openly about their decision to not have any kids.
Okay.
He said that not having children has played a huge part in his success. He feels that not having kids has kept him free to explore. He's got time to write. He's not exhausted. He said, there's a whole huge thing I'm not doing, which is raising children. I want to hear his laugh.
I wasn't ready for that.
The host of this podcast or whatever thing interview said, consider the opposing side of the debate that being parents might have made yours and your wife Lauren's lives happier. And Seth said, I don't think it would. I've been around obviously a lot of children. I'm not ignorant to what it's like. Everyone I know has kids. I'm 40, you know. I know. Some of my kids have had kids for decades. Some people want kids. Some people don't want kids. He went on to suggest that a lot of people grow their families even before considering whether or not it's actually right for them. Like, have a thought on it. He says, I mean, a lot of people have kids before they even think about it. From what I've seen, honestly, you're just told you go through life, you get married, you have kids. That's what happens.
I agree with that 1,000%.
Right. It feels like the next thing you do.
If there's any point I was trying to make yesterday, and I know I probably got carried away, but that's what we do here. Mm-hmm. If there's any point I'm trying to make is, A, first of all, you should be deliberate in your choices, not just going with the flow. Oh, well, okay, let's try that without knowing what that will do to you, because it's major, major. And then the other thing I was trying to say is, and this is from my own experience, I got out in front of a lot of things and said, this is what I can manage. This is what I can handle. I'm an alcoholic. I am not a good dad candidate. This is right. A problem for me.
Stress is not my friend.
I got way out in front. Right. I just got as far out in front of it as I thought I could. And it doesn't matter. You can warn someone 100,000 times what kind of pitfalls are in this for them if they join in this endeavor with you. And they'll still think, like my Christina was like, you're the most capable person I know. And I'm like, now I am. What are you talking about?
You didn't know me when I was incapable.
And if you put a bunch of stuff in my life that makes me really stressed out, I might not be that person that you've been with all these. So anyway, look, I'm actually not trying to talk Alex out of it. I do think it's a great subject for discussion. And for the radio and for, you know, like here's Seth talking about it.
The alcohol part
but
is
that's
a
all
thing
I was
too,
trying to say because is be deliberate in your choice. And also, no matter how many promises or deals you make, all that shit flies out the window when the baby comes home with you. That's the reality.
The alcohol part is a thing, too. And sometimes I forget. I mean, I remember that I'm an alcoholic, but sometimes I forget that. It is a family disease in many cases as well, so it's another thing that I do try to keep in there. It definitely runs in the family pretty heavy in mine, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're thinking maybe you don't pass that gene on.
Well, I don't know.
Or you at least warn your kids, you're going to be a raging alcoholic.
Well, maybe warn my aura. I don't know. You know, I don't know how that whole thing goes. You know, like that's a big problem for me is I don't really know. I've just never been a good person at life. So I'm just like trying to figure that all out, you know. There's still a lot of learning. Yeah, I feel like when I was younger, I felt like I knew everything. And then when I got older and got sober, all of a sudden I just don't know anything. And it's just every day is trying to like, okay, let's just learn how to life, you know. That's kind of my goal for the most part.
Oh, learning to life.
Thank you.
Listen.
Anyway, what else does Seth say? Profound. I didn't mean to cut him off, but I just wanted to inject that.
Yeah, and please, I feel free. I mean, I'm just reading a few quotes. I just liked what he had to say about it in general. He was talking about how, you know, you have to decide if, you know, like, I think the thing I just said was you go through life, you get married, you have kids. That's what happens. That's sort of like the dictate, right? And you have to decide if that is actually right for you. I mean, look, sometimes an accident happens and you wind up having a kid and you really didn't ever think that you would. Like, uh-oh. And she's like, I'm keeping this and we're having this. Seth said that having children is something neither he or his wife ever wanted. So they went into it with that, too. Going on to add that they've grown more sure of their decision. The older they get, the more sure of it they are. He said, me and my wife, neither of us we're like that. Honestly, the older we get, the more happy and reaffirmed we are with our choice not to have kids. It was something we kind of talked about more, and we were like, have we made the right choice? Are we sure? And he says, now more than anything, the conversation is like, honestly, thank God we don't have children. We get to do whatever we want. We are in the prime of our lives. We're smarter than we've ever been. We understand ourselves more than we ever have. We have the capacity to achieve a level of work and a level of communication and care for one another and a lifestyle we can live with one another that we've never been able to live before. And we can do that, and we don't have to raise a child, which the world does not need right now, he says also. And look, these are pretty genuine comments, and he's, I don't know if you want to call it refreshingly honest, but there's one couple's decision and why it worked for them. And just, you know, food for thought. That's all. Am I a terrible person for like finding this article and going, oh, I got to read that.
No,
to Alex.
I think that to be honest with you, I know I went off yesterday and it's because I'm living it like as we speak. I was trying to express that each day seems to be longer and harder than the last one. And one of my arguments about not having them straight to Christina was, I don't want to work that hard. I just don't. I don't want to work that hard. I'm in my 50s. I don't want to work that hard. And the truth is that there's it doesn't matter that I said that. It doesn't matter. We went ahead and had the second kid and we work that hard. That's the end. There's no, I'm not doing that because I said I wasn't going to. Well,
just lock her in a room. What?
The kid's looking right at you. What are you going to do? Like, what? You're going to walk away? No, you're not.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Just not. And you know what? The flip side to this real fast before we move on to whatever else is I love that kid with all my fucking heart. Both of those kids. I'm completely lost by them. And that's not something I'm used to because I'm more used to being a selfish pig. Honestly, my first thought is me. What's in it for me? So that's
it's
my
me.
Reality.
Hi.
The center of the universe is me.
Anyway, I do love them and I'm going to parent them till my last day on this planet. But I do want others to realize, like, you can't make deals about this. They're not going to...
They're
they
not,
won't
right.
Hold up in
yeah,
court.
Whatever deals you think you're making, they're not going to... Those are out the window as soon as reality
right.
flashes into your life.
You could write them down and make them sign a paper and then bring them to court afterwards, though, I guess.
Yeah. Then your kid are you gonna is sitting there that? Going, I just needed you to wipe my ass. What is your problem?
But it says right here in the contract, Dad does not wipe asses. Okay, she signed it. She signed
Dad does not change diapers without gloves. I mean, man, there's so many things that just went right out the window with Vinny.
Oh, quick.
Right. Your kid's poop is... It's like even less offensive than your own.
Oh, it became the lowest thing on the list. Like the gloves, that was a joke. I was like, I don't have time. I got to change this diaper now. I don't have time for any of that nonsense. And that's actually easy stuff.
So I wanted to, anybody want
no,
to
we're
add
good.
Anything
Let's
more
move
to
on.
I wanted to tell you the story. And when I went to bed last night, I was sort of organizing it in my head, like how I would tell you and stuff. You know, as you do, the shit that happens in your life.
Yeah.
But then I had these massive leg cramps all night, and that was all I could think about this morning as I was wrestling my way out of this boot. So I forgot to tell you this. So I thought I'd just, it's dumb. It's just a dumb little story, right? So yesterday, like I try to eat between 3 and 4 p.m. because I go to bed between 6 and 7 p.m. and I want that food to have started the process. Like I don't want to lay down with because I like this.
A full belly.
I don't want to lay down with a full belly. And I like this little Mexican joint down the street. Grillies, what's up?
Oh,
I get a so I get a burrito bowl, and you know, because I only eat sad food, it's really just a pile of carnitas with some sour cream, half an avocado. And
that doesn't sound sad.
Salsa.
That sounds delicious.
It sounds really good.
It's really good, but I can't have rice and beans. So John has his bowl with the rice and beans and all that. So, but it's pouring out, right? So I'm like, listen, let's just put on our boots and our slickers.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And we'll go walk over to Grilly's, and we have to walk across the creek. We cross the creek on this bridge, and we'll see how the creek's doing, and we'll see, you know, all the rain and all the craziness that's happening. So we walk over there, and the creek is quite swollen and hasn't even really started to, like, it's raining, but it's not the craziness that happened later in the night. It's only 3 in the afternoon. So we walk over to Grilly's, and we have our little dinner. It's so yummy. We're chatting about things. And then we walk back, and we're like, as we're walking, you know where that little bridge is near my house, Bryn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're walking down, but there's businesses right there. And then there's there's the main creek, which we're perpendicular. We're walking toward that. But then there's inlets, so drainage, you know, that comes down from the street and down from the hills and everything. Right. So there's all these, like, sort of tributaries in little influx points. And as we turn onto this longish walk toward the bridge, we can smell gasoline.
Oh.
Like, hardcore. Super, like, whoa, that's a very sharp smell. And there is there's a gas station all the way across the street. And so I'm like, uh-oh. We get to the bridge, and the water is rainbow colored. It's like that slicked.
Right.
Like, oh, no. So we're kind of looking, and you can tell it's coming in through this little feeder, this little tributary thing that is a drain, obviously, from the other side of the far side of Miller, the big street over there. So I'm like, hey, we should call the police and just let them know that this is happening. And he's like, yeah, let's do that. So he gets on the phone, he calls, like, the Mill Valley local police, and the lady, you know, asks a couple questions, then transfers him over to dispatch. And so as we're standing there and he's on the phone, these two, like, teenage boys come walking up, and they see us, and I point out the gasoline on the thing, and then they're hanging out. They're like into it too. And I'm like, hey, kids, let's walk up the tributary and over towards the gas station, because the creek starts on the other side. Let's go and investigate. Let's go see if we can figure out where all this gasoline is coming from.
Sure. What brings about this new you? You're scared of teenagers.
I know. She's terrified of them.
This is crazy.
They were super friendly right from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I was with John, so my backup. But the kids were very sweet, right? So we walked out, and me and one of the kids cross the street, and we're looking, and oh, it's not there in the thing. But then we're standing in, like, the drive-through area in the gas station, and it's rainbow. It's all rainbow, and the water's sort of sheeting down off of it, and it's going into a storm drain. So I'm like, okay, so this is nothing. Somebody has spilled some gas. It's not bubbling out of the ground or anything. It's literally nothing.
But so, you smelled it from so far away.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable how pervasive the smell was. And how slicked the water was. And it was still like that. Like, we walked all the way back there. And now the fire department has showed up.
Oh, no.
And they pull down the thing. And they're taking a look. And they're going to go. And I'm telling them what, you know, me and my investigative partner, this teenage boy, found out over at the gas station. You know, we just think someone must have spilled a little bit of gas. And the guy told us.
Isn't that right, Timothy?
Yes, Timothy. I didn't get their names. I didn't ask them their names. And they didn't ask ours, so. But they were totally hanging with us. Like, they might as well have been our kids, because we were all kind of standing together. Like, we're together. We're investigating this. We're the detectives on scene. So one of the firemen said, a cup of gasoline will slick something like 1,000 square feet. So maybe someone did a little squirt of gasoline that it spreads out so thin over the top of water that it would, you know, 20 Olympic sized pools or something would be slicked by one cup of gasoline. He said, if you spill 5 gallons of gas into the bay, they won't even respond to that. Like, what are we going to do about that? Like, that's nothing. It's going to coat everything from Sausalito to San Francisco. The whole top will be slicked. But they wouldn't, there's nothing that they would even do about that. It has to be sort of like an active gusher thing. But it was, then we get back to the house and we say, after we say goodbye to our co-investigators.
Timothy and right. Ryan. Yeah.
And we're sitting in the house.
You didn't invite them in for drinks? No?
No. It was only 3:30. It's a little too early to drink.
Timothy,
in.
Nightcap? Huh?
So.
Good work today.
I really feel like we solved that one. We got to the bottom of it.
So then Timothy, like three fingers of bourbon, or what's his drink? Any idea? No?
You know, I didn't ask because honestly, we really weren't up for drinks. We really felt like, well, you know, we've got to probably submit some paperwork now over this whole thing. So
hard day's work there, yeah.
Yeah. So, and meanwhile, we're talking to this one fireman, but the other ones are looking over the creek, and one of them's walking over to see if they can see where the thing, where it's emanating from, and blah, blah, blah. So we get back to the house, and we get dry. Because, by the way, it's pouring the whole time, so we're, you know, our pants are soaked. We did have our slickers on. We had our official-looking raincoats on. Nothing reflective or anything, don't worry. We didn't have our safety vests on. But we're sitting, and we're like, okay, we're going to watch Survivor. So we're a couple minutes into Survivor, and John pauses it, and he goes, you know, it really bothers me that they think I called 911 over this. I said, you didn't call 911. You just called the cops. He goes, yeah, but the fireman said that I called 911. And I'm like, but you didn't. So who cares? And why is this? And he was like, he goes, I just know this is going to be one of those things where now they think I'm like that old lady that calls 911 because there's a cat in the tree. And they're lumping me in with all these 911 people. I'm like, but you know that you didn't do that. He goes,
do you
it doesn't
ever
matter.
Walk up? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead,
do you ever walk up to John? You know, this is your husband,
yes.
The love of your life for 30 years now,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Do you ever walk up to him and tell him, you're from fucking Boston, and slap him right across the face? Like, do you guys ever have that?
Do you think
like,
I should
moment?
Say that to him? Because I was saying, I'm like, you know, everyone who cares about you knows you didn't call 911. Like, I'm right here. I know you didn't call 911. Like, who gives a shit what the fireman thinks you called? And he doesn't care. I guarantee you they're not at the thing talking about the guy who called 911 over
forget
this thing.
What the fireman thinks. You're from fucking Boston. You're supposed to be tougher than this.
Toughen
John
up. I know.
What is this? You've been
he's
in California way too long, dude.
I'm gonna,
way
what?
Too
That's,
long.
I'll use that on him because he'll do this sometimes. He goes, oh man, this is a mental fight I'm gonna be having the rest of my life. I'm like, you need to let it go right now. This is ridiculous. Those guys, he's like, no, they're all at the fire station right now talking about that pussy that called 911, which I didn't even do. I go, yeah, but you know you didn't do that. So who gives a shit what he, but also that's not happening. It was just so funny. Like the things that we worry about.
By the way.
Yes, dear.
Speaking of Boston, I know Boston. this is just a quick aside. It just I was reminded
I'm
of
done
as,
with
as,
that story. Though,
as so. I thought about you punching him in the face and reminding him he's from Boston, toughen the fuck up. The Boston
care?
Bruins yes. are all-time great team this year. Like, all-time.
Oh. Oh
so okay. if there's ever, like, if he's not, well, I fall off of hockey in a bad way. Like, don't even pay attention at all unless there's something happening. It's happening. Boston Bruins are record-breaking season, probably going to win the whole thing. He should get in now and remind himself
John,
that who he is.
You up, girl?
Are you watching the Bruins this year?
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps books teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sounds like a no.
You know, okay. Vinny's saying they're having like a Bobby Orr style year. Like it's big.
He's reading some articles.
He's got to get in contact with his roots.
Did you
That's
hear me
point.
Just did you hear me just tell the story about how you were all bummed out that the
Oh, you
could hear it? I didn't realize you were up, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard that.
Vinny says I should remind you, you're from fucking Boston. Toughen up. He's gonna be fighting. What?
It was
what?
Funny. It was to make you laugh.
You know it wasn't.
It was to make her laugh.
It wasn't.
I can't hear him
I
at all.
Tough. I am tough.
He is tough. Yeah.
He's saying he is tough.
No. He said he was doing it to make you laugh.
Well, I did
believe
laugh.
Him.
I'm sorry. He was mad about it. Like, I can't believe that they think I called 911.
Firefighters are like the coolest people.
I know.
Like, everybody wants to impress them, so I can kind of see why he's like, right. Oh,
well, yeah, except that he's from toughen up, dude, and get back in touch with your roots. Watch the Bruins and see what comes of that. Maybe you'll be less, you know.
Watch the Bruins, it'll toughen you up. Okay. That is all. We are done. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Give me
nice
the
story.
Special.
The
I had
end.
A great Friday, you mother.
Oh, you could have played the fuckers one.
Oh, I don't have it ready. I have to like search for
it's
that.
It's probably
you know.
Best that you don't.
It's too dangerous.
We're still rolling.
Oh, I gotta go ahead, get it, motherfuckers.
I want to hear it. I mean, it's I'll not
like,
really.
I like hide that
hey,
from myself.
Hey, Aho, you don't go near 580, do you?
No.
Okay.
Why? There's a big wreck.
There's road closures everywhere. Okay. Check your apps before you go home.
Yeah,
do you cross on the Bay Bridge and go up that way, or do you go up through San Rafael and go
no,
over?
I do. Yeah, I do go the Bay Bridge though. Yeah,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, I go the Bay Bridge and then I take something to get to 680. I think 24.
Oh, you take 24?
Yeah.
Wow, you go underneath the. You go through
Caldecott Tunnel. Yeah.
Whoa! All right. I suppose that time of day, you're probably okay, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Anytime after around like 1-ish, 2-ish, it's we're done. So. Mm.
Mm. All right. Well,
bye. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Let's go.
Oh, God. Sorry. She just says that with the right amount of hot sauce, doesn't she?
Yeah, she
really
does.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It scares me.
All right, the end.
Yeah, it would so scare good. You if you're like, you've been in an entanglement with her. You'd be like, oh, I am fucked.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, honestly, that mayor must have been like looking across the room at his wife going, I'm going to have to lose this marriage now. That's over.
Yeah.
Among
she
other
was,
things.
She was a big mistake I made, this lady that's on the phone. Leaving
God,
messages.
She looked so cute. And the thought of her tits just had me lost in another world. And now...
Can't help being a dude.
Kerplute. I just TNT'd the whole life.
Thinking with the little brains, yeah.
Guy. Ethan Berkowitz.
Sorry, Etho. Eat, whatever. All right. I got to go because I'm not even home and We're generators. I got to get gas. All I got a lot to do. But hopefully Monday, we're back to normal action.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right.
All right, guys.
The end.
The end. Have a good weekend.
That's the end. Was it that the
end? Was that the real end?
I don't know.
Oh, wait.
Nobody knows.
Was that all still on? No, don't put that in.
No, that's all. It was all fine. I think that's good. Give him an extra long one for a Friday.
I think that was good, yeah.
Have a great Friday, you motherfuckers.
Well, we're still rolling, huh?
We are still rolling.
All of this. Don't leave any of this out. I gotta go.
It's all good. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.